2 Chronicles chapter 14. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his place. Well, always you read about people sleeping with their fathers. That is what death is, a sleep for those who are responsible to God, and the next we know, the resurrection when Jesus comes back. Whether you're asleep for 1 second or for 1 minute or for thousands of years, it's all the same. The next waking moment is the resurrection. Death itself is unconsciousness. Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of Yahweh his God. Well, that's God's overall summary of Asa, but as we're going to read, he does mess up at different times. But I think God looks at our lives as the overall summary of them, not specific points of weakness. He took away the foreign altars and the high places and broke down the pillars and commanded Judah to seek Yahweh, the God of their fathers, and to obey the law. He took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the sun images. The kingdom was quiet before him. So you come to peace with each other and with God by getting rid of your idols and by having a devotion to God. He built fortified cities in Judah, for the land was quiet and he had no war in those years, because Yahweh gave him rest. For he said to Judah, "Let us build these cities and make walls around them. We have sought Yahweh and he has given us rest." So they built and prospered. Asa had an army that carried shields and spears. Judah had 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bore shields and drew bows, 280,000. There came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with an army of 1,000,000 troops and 300 chariots. And he came to Marishah. Well, all up then, Judah and Benjamin between them were 580. But they are being attacked by an army of 1,000,000, so it's nearly double their size. Asa went out to meet him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatah. Asa cried to Yahweh and said, "Yahweh, there's none apart from you to help between the mighty and him who has no strength. Help us, Yahweh our God, for we rely on you, and in your name are we come out against this multitude. You are our God. Don't let man prevail against you." So in all our battles and all our conflicts in life, it's not simply us against people. If God is on our side, if people are persecuting us, they're actually going against God. And as we read in the prophets, whoever touches God's people touches the apple of his eye, the most sensitive spot on your body. So when you're outnumbered, when really it's too big for you, cry to God, as Asa does very sincerely. So Yahweh struck the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And they pursued them to Gerar. They were destroyed before Yahweh and before his army. So then the people of Judah were the army of God. God will use us if we let him. We become his people. They struck all the cities around Gerar, for the fear of Yahweh came on them. That could mean that these people in Gerar, that's down towards Egyptian border, that they actually accepted Yahweh, they accepted God. So the enemies of God's people who were defeated came to accept Yahweh as their God.